like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Brought to us by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? For P1s, go to globelifep1.com, a site just for our ticket P1s. Thanks to Globe Life for sponsoring Bands of Your Life. Each week, we have a super special guest star answering our musical questionnaire, and we're very excited about this week's edition, because joining us now for Bands of Your Life is the future president of Killer Oil. You hear him on the station from time to time over his two decades of service. He's been an engineer. He's been a producer. He's kind of management.
He's management.
He's a jack of all trades and certainly a master of none.
Stop it.
Come Ladies on. And gentlemen, Jason Killer Kellison.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Way to go, Killer.
How are you boys doing?
Hi.
What?
What?
I can't hear myself in my own headphones.
What did he just say?
How are you guys doing?
How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Friday.
Wow. Did you say hadapadapasoin?
I couldn't hear myself in my own headphones, so it's really throwing me off. And I don't need more roadblocks in my way. I'm going to screw up on my own. You know?
Are you nervous at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Come on, you're among friends here.
You've done the work, you've gathered the information, are you ready to go?
This is one of the toughest projects Junior's ever had me do.
Wow. It's hard.
Okay.
But you were up to the task because you're management.
Kind of.
Yes, I extended the invitation last week to Killer. He graciously accepted, and he's been working on it for the past few days. Well, it's tough for everybody, I think, but I figured it'd be specifically tough for you because you have difficulty with things.
Yeah, English language really messes me up.
And how many other languages do you speak?
English.
Oh, no.
All right, Killer, I'm anxious to hear your list. So let's get right to it. Band that you hate.
This is the easiest one of all of them.
Yeah, Killer!
This band sucks.
Yeah, they do.
This is not a bad song.
They're a bit band.
Identify the band.
It's Kiss.
There you go.
They are the worst band out there. I hear this come on the radio, and I completely just turn off the radio or find something else. I'd rather listen to NPR broadcasting than this any day of the week.
First of all, what's wrong with NPR?
It just doesn't
Second
really
of
fit
all,
Killer.
Does this really come on the radio anymore?
Classic rock stations, they play it every hour.
They play this song?
Hell yeah. It's the same. They play the same 30 songs they've been playing for 30 years.
That is true.
It sucks so bad. You can't find the words to describe how horrible this band is.
I think it's pretty good. Why
this is actually
Kiss
their
so
best
divisive?
Song, but yeah.
That's the sad thing. This is their best. It's horrible.
I have to say, we've had probably three people so far in Bands of Your Life have Kiss as their worst band.
I know it.
Mm-hmm. What does that tell you?
It tells me that
the big
three people
been right
are wrong.
All these years.
All right, Killer, bringing the heat early.
All right, Killer.
It's already given me a headache.
Just hearing it for a minute.
Because usually I've turned it off by now.
Right.
Yeah. I've moved on.
I'm with you.
Well, let's move on.
All right.
Our band,
I think,
you
is overrated.
Think is overrated. Right. I'll lead you through this, Killer.
Sorry, I got anxious.
Uh-oh.
Band you think is overrated.
Here we go.
Bob Dylan.
Wow. This guy can write a song, but he is the worst performer. Only people that can be a worst performer is Kiss.
This is not a bad version of the song, though. I always thought this is great.
Until he starts
singing. His version of that.
The minute the vocals come in, the song's ruined.
No, I think his voice sounds pretty good here.
Eh, it sounds like trash.
Oh.
Killer bringing the heat.
I'm kind of with you, Killer.
I'm kind of with you. I certainly respect his songwriting ability as a lyricist, but there's something about the voice, which this is not breaking news. A lot of people don't love his voice.
I understand he's got a place in history, and he's contributed tons.
Yes.
But I don't want to have to sit through this crap anymore.
Killer's not going to take it from Bob Dylan anymore.
He's mad as hell.
I'm stopping
Killer,
it. I can't
band
do it.
You think is underappreciated.
All right, here we go.
Is this Kiss again?
No, this is Beastie Boys. I think when everybody goes through and they list all their top hip-hop and rock stars, they forget about these guys. They totally, like, just gloss over them.
And just forget about them.
Just forget about them completely.
So just forget about them, you're saying?
No, no. I say people do when they're listing all their
but you're
top
people.
Bands. I am people, but I don't count.
They were different, just said? First time I heard them, I'd never heard anything like the Beastie Boys. I've heard rap before and rock, but it was such a interesting combination.
Didn't they make somebody else's list as being, or am I imagining that?
Brett Miller of Beastie Boys?
They did make somebody's list, yeah. Not as underappreciated, but I think it was...
Yeah. But something positive.
I think maybe Bob had him on his list.
Maybe.
Yes.
I love hearing these guys. And being a Star Trek fan like you, Junior, when this song played at the end of the most recent Star Trek movie... I just, like, jumped out of my chair. I was so excited.
You went crazy.
Junior hasn't seen the most recent Star Trek movie.
Oh, well, sorry. I didn't mean
Junior,
Junior
believes Star Trek should have ended when Captain Kirk and the boys were done.
So I saw the first of the
Captain Kirk.
J.J. Abrams.
Oh, the first
one. That was good.
Vintage with Chris Pine, and I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the Chris Pine series, all three of them so far. I think he's been a really good Kirk.
Yes, he has.
But this song came at the end of the movie, and I just loved it. I jumped out
and
of my
so
chair.
And so did you.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Band that you love.
Band that I love.
Batman.
This is Weezer.
Good choice.
Yeah, I like those dudes.
Like, they can reinvent themselves all the time. Like, they'll do covers. They've done this stuff. They did a Disney movie recently. They did Frozen 2. They're on that soundtrack. So they do all kinds of stuff, and they're just really good. They're fun to listen to. Makes me happy every time I listen to them.
Why don't you play the sweater song? Why don't you play it?
Why don't you play it?
I'm with you, Killer. I love these guys.
I almost put this as the band I can listen to over and over again.
Yeah.
Just because.
But you're getting tired of them.
No, I don't. I will put this in a rotation with the next band.
That's such
and
a
just
great
play
group.
It over and over again and never get tired of it.
Well, that's a good segue to band that you can listen to over and over again.
Oh.
That's not me.
It's the sweater song.
You wanted it.
Here you go.
Like, that's
doesn't this drain you the first
no,
part of it?
No,
oh, man.
I love it. This is great.
And this goes on like this for 40 minutes, and then the scene comes in.
All right.
Killer's right, man. I'm not going to have you making fun of Killer.
I'm not making fun of Killer. I'm making fun of the sweater song.
His choice
stands for that.
I'm very happy right now because I got Weezer going in my ears.
Okay,
he's got
band,
a cool name.
Band you can listen to over and over again.
Blink-182.
This is the Foo Fighters. Oh, I'm pretty sure it was on Corby's list somewhere. All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer
to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, it's another good choice. As I recall, and I know Corby's a huge Foo Fighters fan, for some reason I don't think it was on his list.
Well, they were. Was Pearl Jam on his list?
Pearl Jam?
No, Pearl Jam had to be on his list. I can listen
to rocker.
Yeah. I can just listen to this stuff all the time. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you, George. I was focused on Dave.
No, I said you're a rocker. You're very rock-based.
Yeah, the next group will explain why I'm rock-based.
Okay, that is the band that made you fall in love with music.
All right.
Ah, yes.
George? What you think?
I love ZZ Top.
I would sit in the.
Sounds like he's got such butt breath there.
He probably smells like cigarettes and butt like all day long. But I would sit in the garage with my dad, and he'd play the 8-tracks of ZZ Top all the time. ZZ Top and like AC/DC, but this was his go-to. Whenever we'd go in the car someplace, he'd have the cassette in there.
Would you dance till you sweat?
Oh, man. I'd be jumping everywhere. This is... And this was, like, the song that I loved the most. Just because of that lead-in, and then when it kicks in, you're like, yeah. And I'd scream out, how.
It's a little 8-year-old killer was screaming that out.
Oh, man.
With his long gray beard.
This band was... Offbeat. And this definitely influenced my style of what I like to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey! Great Netflix documentary right now, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah?
About Killer as a young boy?
Yes. Now, it's called That Little Old Band from Texas. It's on Netflix. It's really, really good.
Wow. All
right. I got to check that out.
All right, Killer, band that changed your life.
So this band... Because all I did was listen to ZZ Top and AC/DC and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden I heard this. Not this song, but...
All right.
And it made me realize that there's much more out there to listen to.
Hey!
And I started going off on my own and buying my own cassettes and all that stuff and just expanding my ears.
Why wasn't this on an album? Wasn't this just a single? Wasn't it a B-side?
Yeah, it was on a B-side album when they put out their greatest hits 10 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the first track on the B-sides.
I love the song.
They did eventually release it, but it was on that B-side album.
For those who don't know, this is U2, Sweetest Thing.
So that bass.
He's playing basically one note.
Beautiful, though.
It's a great note. It's
chorus.
It's the best note ever.
Great choice, Killer.
I'm trying.
Boy, you're delivering. You're not just trying, you're delivering. Okay, band that surprised you.
All right, so this band surprised me because I'd never heard them before Ticket Stock, and then George played them.
Oh, there you go, the Killers. I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, Killer. I thought we had the Killers this morning.
Oh, really?
It turns out it was just you, yeah.
Oh. Accidents.
Good choice, though.
George, you performed all these things that I've done, and that is my favorite Killer song.
That is a great song.
It is. I would think it's one of their best, if not
the
best.
This is the first Killer song that I heard. This is the first one they had a video to, though. This really alerted me to the band. It reminded me of 80s music. And really liked it.
I think my love of U2 kind of influenced me into the Killers, too.
Sure. He's a huge U2 fan, Brandon Flowers is.
Yeah.
Another good choice. All right, I'm excited to hear your answer to this one. This is my favorite question. Guilty pleasure, because we get answers that are across the spectrum. So what is Killers' guilty pleasure?
I don't think anyone's gone with this genre or this band ever. Big Bad Jump. Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Jump, Jive, and Wail.
From Swingers.
Yeah, this is You and Me and A Bottle Makes Three. Swingers is what introduced me to this genre of music.
Yeah.
And I fell in hardcore. I've got every Big Bad Voodoo Daddy album out there. And it's just, I love this band.
How many have they had?
It's fun.
They've got seven if you count a Christmas album.
This is fun music. I
love
makes
this
you
music,
happy
too.
Boy, what a great movie Swingers was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I think Vince Vaughn was good.
Both. John Favreau was. They were both brilliant.
I tried to make Gretzky bleed on the ice all the time after I saw that movie.
Right.
But, yeah, this band is so much fun. I've seen them live 3 or 4 times. They're great. They inspired me to go learn how to swing dance for a while.
Wow.
Okay.
And so it's. And when you go to your show, they've got swing dancers going all the time. It's great.
Look how much we're learning about Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Killer was a swing dancer.
Yeah.
Not very good, but I tried.
All right, Killer, band that you should have seen by now.
All right. This is going to be sad.
guess.
Yeah.
I should have called him about 15 years ago.
Whoa, dude. What?
The Eagles.
No, they're still great.
I'm actually going to go see them in September 2021.
Okay.
I already got my tickets.
Wow, you're planning way ahead.
Here at the AAC.
Okay.
I want to go with you.
My wife has that seat. I'm sorry.
Let Killer have a night of peace.
You know, Killer
have peace around you.
I sure will get a piece.
I saw them when they came through town at the AAC right before the great Glenn Frey passed.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So you saw like one of Glenn Frey's last shows.
Yep. So I had a fuller Eagles experience than anything Killer will ever have.
Well your life has been fuller.
Say have a good time next September. Don't say that.
Condolences to the Wilson family. Right?
Yeah.
And it was a great show, Killer. You'll love him.
Yeah, it was a good show. It's good that y'all have Killer on. Okay,
all right, and finally,
I
Killer.
Devil singing.
Great band to see live. Of those that you have seen in person, your favorite?
The King.
Yes, I've seen him at Billy Bob's. Sadly, I saw him at the Cowboy Stadium.
Sadly.
But Billy Bob's was the best setting for him, I think, ever.
Bye. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
It was a lark that went to go see him, too.
I think he needs to re-record this. This
is what they did it back in the 80s.
I know. Boy. The 80s sounded so thin.
George, did you notice that in the first line of that song, he hits both of our birthplaces, Amarillo and San Antonio?
Yes, he does.
It's a tribute to the Musers in some way.
That's why I chose this song.
I can play this on fiddle, Killer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can play it on guitar.
I can play the bass part on tuba.
Let's get a band together.
I can play it on kazoo.
He's got so many number one hits.
More about that.
Everybody's singing with him.
How did he break his leg?
Rodeoing.
Is that mentioned in the song, or did you just...
Yeah, that's what he does.
Read about his biography.
He goes town to town in the rodeo. He's a bull rider.
And looking for eight when they pulled that gate.
I thought he was a singer.
No, he's a bull rider.
Hmm.
Killer.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic job.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
I appreciate you letting me do this.
Yes, thank you for doing it. Did it go as you hoped?
Yes.
Was it everything you had dreamed about and even more?
Yes, it went really well. Now I'm going to go back and finish the hostile takeover of Keith Oil.
That's right. We're in competing companies.
That's right. All right, Killer, thanks.
Love you, boys.
There he goes. Love you too.
Thank you, Jason.
Bye, Killer.
Killer?
Going.
Killer.